Frances was reading in her room when Paul walked in, mouth full of cookies. "Heads up, sister." Paul threw an apple at Frances. "Hey, watch it." Frances dove to get the apple, bumping the terrarium hard as she made the catch. Suddenly, Frances's bedroom started shaking. "Wow, what just happened?" Frances looked at her brother. "Turn on the radio." "We interrupt the program with important information. There has just been an earthquake. I repeat, an earthquake. Please check all gas, power, and water lines to make sure nothing is leaking. Call 911 only if it is an emergency. I repeat, there has been an earthquake."
"Whoa, I can't believe we just had an earthquake," Paul said. "We never get them."
Paul went downstairs to watch the news on television. Frances noticed that the terrarium was balanced on the edge of her desk. She carefully rotated it back into place and adjusted the heat lamp. Even though school was out, she hadn't stopped thinking about what Mrs. Gill had said. What if they really were living in someone else's terrarium? What if some other kid caused the earthquake by shaking the tank? Could it be possible? Frances staggered to her bed. Then she collapsed. What was happening? Andrew and Ian's basketball game ended up getting Andrew grounded and Ian sent home. They broke a lamp and nearly knocked the terrarium off his desk. Andrew was doomed to a weekend at home listening to his sister pound on a pot. At least it was raining outside, which reminded him he needed to water the terrarium.